So first we check in with our posture as always and just get comfortable, like get comfortable on your cushion or chair and settle into a posture of your spine being straight, your hands being, you know, settled somewhere, your gaze being settled, your jaw not being tense. And just, we won't do a body scan today, but just letting our attention and our presence settle into the feeling of being in our body. And I just wanted to say, which I forgot to say earlier, just to orient us, especially for anyone listening to the audio later, we are on verse 11. We're in our second week on verse 11, exchanging one's own happiness for the suffering of others. So we're very settled and stable and resting in this sense of being in our relaxed, straight and stable body in this present moment, wherever we may be. And we'll just rest like that for a moment. And then while maintaining that sense of presence and awareness, we will very briefly review the four thoughts to strengthen our motivation, to remind ourselves of our motivation for being here and doing this practice together. So first, appreciating the precious human existence. We're so lucky to have this opportunity. And right now we're so lucky not to have been devastated by, you know, a hurricane that we're having to spend all of our time, you know, recovering from. But we actually have leisure to do our practice. And then remembering impermanence and death, that this opportunity will end, and we don't know when that will be, so we need to make use of our precious human existence now while we have it. And then karma, that our future in this lifetime and future lifetimes is up to us, so we can act in ways that will cause future suffering, or ways that will cause future happiness, or ways that will liberate us. And then fourth, the reason that we need to liberate ourselves, the reason that that kind of activity is really important, is that there's no reliable happiness anywhere in confused existence, even when it seems like happiness that leads to suffering. So our goal should be for ourselves and others to free ourselves completely from the cycle of samsara. And that's what we're going to work on today. So now within this state of resting and being highly motivated to engage in practice, we'll just follow our breath for a few minutes. Just completely relaxed, not trying to breathe in a particular way, just noticing each in-breath and each out-breath as they occur, letting thoughts go as they arise. Just keeping a small part of our attention on our breath so we don't lose track of it within the greater awareness of our mind. And now we will arouse ultimate bodhicitta, our connection with our true nature, the nature of mind, our Buddha nature, beginning by looking at all experience as a dream, especially any thoughts or judgments or opinions that may be arising, recognizing their impermanence, their lack of solidity, their illusory nature, just resting in that. And then we turn our attention inward to examine the nature of awareness, which is unborn. Just looking at our own mind, seeing if we can draw any conclusions about it, if it has any characteristics we can identify, Any limitations? Just looking. And then to bring ourselves fully to rest in the nature of our mind, we let any conclusions we bring about it, any thoughts we have about it, release naturally, let even the remedy release naturally. So there's no conceptuality remaining in our mind other than, like, it doesn't become conceptuality until we fixate on a thought. The thoughts are not conceptuality, they're just fleeting phenomena. So we just rest in the essence of mind, the basis of everything. Not blocking anything, but not following anything. Letting it flow naturally. And now within this state of openness, and the children's instruction for ultimate bodhicitta is just to flash openness. Within this state of openness, we practice taking and sending alternately, synchronizing with the breath. And the way we're going to set that up today, amongst the many methods we could use, is to stay with. First, we're going to really go back to and stay with that resting in the essence, the basis of everything, that sense of just open, limitless awareness. And one way we can do it that Kali Rinpoche taught is that if we're following our breath on an out-breath or several out-breaths in a row, we visualize or we have a sense of our breath not being limited to the space around us or to any space, but simply continuing to move outward to all of limitless empty space, to the ends of the universe. And our awareness going with it on the out-breath. If it helps to visualize that on several out-breaths, that's fine. Or whenever you feel like you have a sense of that limitlessness of awareness, that openness and limitlessness, you can just rest there. And then resting in that limitless, vast, empty awareness with no characteristics, nothing to identify. We imagine it completely filled, the infinity of space completely packed with sentient beings. All humans on the planet Earth, all animals on the planet Earth, and throughout the universe, if there are other Earths in the universe, everywhere there's life, every form of life, all the hungry ghosts in the universe that we can't see, all the hell beings, including humans who live in a hellish state of mind, all the gods, even though they don't know they're suffering, they are suffering and they are considered sentient beings for that reason. All the six realms, beings, and any other kinds of beings that may exist, we think that they fill space completely. It's completely animated with all these individuals. We've all been our mothers or our benefactors in previous lives. We have a connection with each and every one of them. And they're all suffering because they're sentient beings, because they have ego clinging, because they have and fall under the sway of emotional afflictions, desire, ignorance, desire, anger, and so forth. And we just get a sense in our heart of this tremendous suffering, filling the entire universe. It's intermittent for many beings, constant for other beings, different from being to being. So many varieties. And we wish fervently in a heartfelt way for them to be free of suffering because they have been close to us in previous lives, because we're connected with them, because our happiness cannot ever be complete while they're suffering. So right now we're just developing that wish to free them from suffering and just having a sense of the immensity of the space that they occupy. And then we begin the visualization of taking and sending, breathing in the form of dark, smoky light, if that's helpful, or just the sense of breathing in all of the suffering of all the beings in the universe, into through our nostrils, through all the pores in our body, into our heart center, our vast, limitless Buddha nature, where it can dissolve along with our breath. Breathing out to all of them, whatever relieves their suffering, all happiness, all virtue and merit, having all of their needs met, having peace of mind, being relaxed and so forth, feeling love, whatever they all need. On each out-breath or every few out-breaths, we send them that, alternating with taking in their suffering. And if any individual beings or groups of beings in any of the six realms come to mind, we can also think of them while maintaining our vast scope of all sentient beings. And if you lose the thread of it, if your mind wanders a little bit, you just come back as soon as you notice. And if it becomes abstract, just a thought, then you try to bring it back into your heart and your feelings. Like really feeling that, really generating that strong compassion, that wish, that deep wish, that deep distress at the thought that anyone could be suffering. And we can include ourselves in this. Breathing in our own suffering, breathing out happiness to ourselves as well. Perhaps bringing to mind someone that we don't get along with, someone, whether it's a personal connection or, you know, just someone we know about. That we don't have a good feeling towards naturally, bringing them to mind and seeing if we can include them in this heartfelt wish and take in their suffering and send them happiness and really feel joyful about it. And without making too much of an effort or being too contrived, we really try to make it as, or let it be as vivid as possible, really putting ourselves in that place of being aware of the suffering that beings have. And that's why it's sometimes helpful to bring particular people or other beings to mind. So breathing in your suffering, breathing out happiness, relaxation, peace of mind, all needs in that awakening. And thinking at the end that all beings, including ourselves, are completely free from suffering, completely happy and content, and completely awakened. We're all Buddha now. We'll just rest in the feeling of that for a moment. And then letting go of the visualization and all thoughts, we come back to rest just in the essence, the basis of everything, the nature of our mind, without any conceptuality. Just an open, vast awareness.